sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Why people are nuts.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Couldn't agree more. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Psychic Angela, do we keep her or do we kick her? Do we keep you dancing like that, Rob? Rob's in a dancing mood today. I know why he is.
Yeah, it's the music logs.
You don't have to write down the music logs anymore.
No, I just had tremendous responsibility lifted from my stoop shoulders.
That is what life is all about. That's what a guy wants, really. Isn't that what we all really want?
Less responsibility.
Free us of responsibility and we will be happy. Let's get right to your phone calls. This is Garrett in Leesburg. Garrett, did you happen to hear Psychic Angela?
Yes, I did. First of all, my name is Derek. It was probably an accident. But I will say that I would kick her to the curb.
Kick her. I agree with you, Derek. I think that it's not that she wasn't a good psychic. Buzz was pretty amazed with her whole like vibe on him because of the whole religious thing.
She said she had a lot of good stuff for all three of us.
For me, she had a litany of strange, eerie things, some of which were true and some of which I just haven't heard of before. I don't know, so we'll have to see.
Well, it's a vibe. It's a vibe you get. I don't know. There are lots of psychics. There are a lot of people that do this, mm-hmm. and we'll see what everybody has to say.
You're looking well.
Dan from Fairfield, California. Kicker or keeper? What do you think of Psychic Angela?
I think you should kick her.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why, Dan, outside of being from Northern California?
I didn't believe her. I think you should probably get maybe Sylvia Brown from out here in California. She's real good.
That's a recommendation.
Or maybe we could get Sylvia's mother. That would be even
better.
Well,
no, she said that Sylvia was busy.
Sylvia's mother says. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ed. Hey, how's it going, boys?
How you doing? Kicker or keeper? What do you think of Psychic Angela? Well,
Mike, you got to describe. Does the lady wear a muumuu?
I was so thinking muumuu when she
so
was on the show.
Muumuus, curlers, cigarettes.
But, some guys do dig muumuus. Do you want us
A muumuu. Yeah. I like a muumuu, but she's got to weigh 700 pounds and one leg.
Let's get back to it. Do you like Angela Grape or not?
No, I say kicker.
Kicker. That's three in a row. Kicker. Yeah. Absolutely.
Gilbert Grape's mom.
Greg. That's your favorite movie.
That's a good movie.
When she sits down on the bed and the dust comes downstairs.
Oh, that's hot.
I love that.
My pants get tight when that happens.
Greg from the Parkway. Is that from Parkway or the Parkway, Greg?
The Fairfax County Parkway.
Fairfax County Parkway.
The Parkway.
How you doing today, Greg?
Good. And you must be psychic, Mike, because when you asked for kicker or keeper, I was passing Rugby Road and immediately thought kicker.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you.
It's a sign.
Seems to be kind of one-sided. Let's go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want to say keeper. If she'll keep telling us about Buzz and his love of little girls.
Stop it. She didn't say it was a little girl.
That is our very first keep, Buzz.
She said nothing about love.
What about this little girl? There's a little girl that lives next to you?
I don't know what the psych. Yeah, there is. An adopted little girl who lives next door.
What kind of neighbor are you, Buzz? Are you active with the other neighbors?
I'm the best possible neighbor. Yeah, we look out for each other, and I'm very much a part of that.
Are you standoffish?
No, not at all. No, I like to think I'm good friends with my neighbors.
You know your neighbor?
I know. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I got good neighbors.
Do you know how, and this is just a throwback, and I don't know whether
all
it's
all of
from,
them with kids, which is awesome.
I'm feeling a little bit nostalgic because I went to my hometown, but I was wowing Carla as we're driving up my street because I pointed at every single house, and I mentioned the people that live there and the kids that live there, and that's really, I mean, the way it used to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, you went outside, and you played until your mom called you in for supper, and that was it.
When the streetlights came on.
It was fantastic.
I got put into a weird neighbor situation this very morning.
Really?
You know, we've all been sort of adjusting our schedules with the new show.
Right.
And the morning time is valuable time. Yeah. Carrie went to work at about 8 because she had to take Julia to school, and then she goes off to work, and the doorbell rang. And I wanted to turn to Robert and say, don't answer it because no good can come of this.
Was it Psychic Angela?
It was not Psychic Angela.
In a muumuu?
Because we have no handicapped parking. Right. It was our neighbor next to our right, our neighbor Justin. Mm-hmm. Great kid. He's 12. He babysits a lot for us, but he's not the best about catching the bus. And he had missed his bus.
And so he was going to you for help?
Yeah. I mean, Carrie has done this for him a couple times in the past. But, you know, when Carrie's home, she doesn't have anything to do.
Right.
But I was doing stuff. And what am I going to do? I'm looking at a 12-year-old standing in the rain.
And his parents are, like, off at work?
Already at school. Or at work. So I had to take him to school
Rob
today.
Did the hero
that's
thing.
That's a friendly thing. That's a good Samaritan.
So that's a pretty good neighborly thing to do.
You're
I never
a
laid
nice
a finger
boy.
On him. Just so you know.
I'll take you to school, but first I'd like you to show you my videos.
This time.
Let's go to John in Idaho. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? You guys got a keeper.
Really? Why? Now you sound like the first person that might seriously be saying keeper. Tell us why.
Because I called her phone number when she gave it out. Yeah. I asked her a quick question about my girl, and she answered saying that she's got dark hair and she's airheaded, and that's perfectly right.
Dark hair and she's fair-headed.
Airheaded.
Airheaded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's my girl to a T, so she's obviously telling the truth, so... Yeah, we got to keep her.
Well, you know what they say, John, like father, like daughter. No doubt about that. Lois in Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lois.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're great. What do you think of Angela? Should we? Should she stay or should she go now?
Should stay.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Just because you're a nice lady, Lois, and you like everybody? Well, is that why?
Maybe.
You sound like a Pollyanna, Lois. Are you a Pollyanna?
I am definitely not a
Pollyanna. Why do you think we should keep Angela? I think she was very nice. I'm just curious what our listeners think.
I think that she sounded real.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get that.
Especially with Buzz.
Buzz was wowed by her. Buzz was talking about her in the hallway. Buzz thinks
she got spooky on me.
Mm-hmm. What's better, real or real fun?
Okay, Lois.
Both.
Lois, we'll mark your vote down, okay?
Thank you, sir.
But we'll mark it in the air with our fake pens. Marcus from Maryland, you're on the show. How you doing, Marcus?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. What do you think of Angela? Should we keep her or kick her?
Well, I think you should kick her because all she is an astrologist.
Well, is that what she was doing? Was it based on astrology?
Well, she would tell you that she also went on our voices, and one of the reasons she had us give that information was so she could listen to our voices. That's why we gave our names and birth dates and all that.
Vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
You liked her, didn't you, a little bit?
Here's what I think. I think that I can tell that she wasn't a big, big hit, but there are a lot of psychics, as you said. Let's audition a few of them and see who we like best before we kick anybody.
All right, we'll take a few more calls, and then we got the audio vault on the show. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the show. How are you?
All right. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. What do you think of old Angela there? Should we keep her or kick her?
Kick her, dude.
Why?
That sounded like numerology to me, nothing psychic about it.
Okay, it looks like we've got another Rob with two B's, or Joe just wrote it that way.
Joe always spells it that way, because really it's the best way to spell it.
Of course it is. Rob from Sacramento, you're on the show.
How's it going, Mike?
Doing great. What do you think of Angela?
I think we ought to kick her, because I don't think Beth Ann can find any better talent.
Wow.
That's nasty.
I love you, Rob. I think you were the best, but Beth Ann's back, and I don't think she can find any better talent. I think, you know.
This guy's everywhere, but I love him too.
Why? Are you giving Beth Ann grief? Is that what you're doing here, Rob? Is that what you're up to?
Well, only because this lady was on her show wherever Beth Ann was, and Beth Ann, that's the kind of quality entertainment she's going to bring to this show? Come on.
Hey, hold on a second.
No, that's not true or fair.
Now, wait a minute. I think Beth Ann does a fine job, and I think she was getting a psychic for the purposes of voting. That's really was the whole idea, Rob. I think you're being very unfair.
Rob, this is like the first week of American Idol.
Oh, she's coming into the studio.
She loves making an entrance.
All right, Rob, it's time for you to confront your producer. Rob, say hi to Beth Ann McBride.
Hey, Beth Ann, how you doing?
Hey, Rob.
Rob, can I ask you a question? B's. Rob, why are you bitter?
I expect more from this show. And once she's come aboard, granted, only be a couple days.
Wait, hold on. It hasn't been
first
a couple day. Of days.
What a dumb ass. I got into town Saturday night, for God's sake.
You should have started working Saturday night.
I did start working.
Now, why are you giving Beth Ann a hard time, Rob?
Oh, don't worry.
I didn't like her before, and I don't like her now.
See, I figured...
Agenda caller.
I figured there was an agenda, and I think we should say that, you know, we're not going to allow divide and conquer any more here than we did anywhere else.
Hey, Rob, guess what?
No.
He's hung up on.
Come on.
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm not your first day. Not going to let that happen.
No divide and conquer.
Call back tomorrow, Rob.
It's the second
That's
day
right.
we're going to let
and
him
he
in.
He sounded a lot like a one-bead Rob to me.
All right, it sounds like Angela's gone. We're not going to have Angela on the show again.
Yeah.
Unless the other psychics are not as good, then we could have her back.
Right.
For round two.
I liked her
There will not
voice.
Be a round two.
I'm just teasing.
Greg from Virginia, you're on the show. Hello.
Greggy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Love the show.
Thank you.
Damn it. I wanted to say welcome back, Beth Ann.
She's right here. You can say it to
thank
her.
Thank you.
Oh, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I love your voice. I don't know why.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
See, that's nice balance. I like that.
Yeah. That is good.
That's a hater and a lover.
Do you want to stick around for the audio vault? So you're in here now.
What's the audio vault?
The audio vault is Rob works very hard each and every morning gathering up pieces of tape.
That, and it has a sound.
And it's got a... Oh, the audio vault has a sound.
You have to open the vault, you see.
All right. Hold on. And just talk amongst yourselves while I find
the
damn
audio
sound.
Comes
I have a question
out.
For Beth Ann.
Right. What?
I mean, I know that we're not going to have the payoff, but do we get to know what was in the envelopes from the first hour of the show?
You'll have to invite me back to your show tomorrow to find out.
What do you mean?
Out.
You're part of the show.
In the first 5 minutes again?
Is the audio vault on Bank 1 or Bank 2?
I think it's on Bank 2, so look on the grid.
All right.
That's Bank 2.
I'm looking, and it's somewhere in the middle. Go ahead.
Yeah, in the envelopes. Okay.
Each other.
So
okay.
We should hold on to the envelopes until tomorrow?
Well, if it's really up to you guys.
Well, no, because they're your envelopes.
You're the one who knows what's in them, so you know
that's
if there's any value
you're like
after
Price
today.
And really? Waterhouse. Mm-hmm.
After today, they may be.
Okay. All right. Would you like your envelopes back?
Yes, and I'll get
them
to you
tomorrow.
I think
that might be good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That wasn't hard to find, Rob. It was on cut number 28.
Well, I mean, there's 50 cuts. It's labeled like every
But it was
other
kind
cut.
Of like in the middle of a lot of like voices and stuff like that. That's what it
That's
is.
That's where I put it.
What?
That's where I put it.
That's where, yeah. So. Okay. Defend yourself.
Well, I am putting it out.
All right. Audio vault with Beth Ann McBride. First of all,
my favorite feature.
Gary Busey on his eviction. Everybody remembers that Gary Busey a while back was on the red carpet at the Oscars and was not quite right. Now, Gary Busey's not quite right to start with, but he kind of accosted. He didn't kind of accosted.
Was it Natalie Portman? He walked up and hugged her for no reason?
Might have been Natalie Portman. It might have been like Hillary. I think it might have been Keira Knightley that he also walked up
to. He walked in between them and Ryan.
And it was an interview going on.
Yep, in the middle of an interview.
And he was also rude to like a 12-year-old kid.
Rob tells me that there's an explanation for this.
Yeah,
and
here's Busey explaining why he was acting that way.
Okay.
I'm living in a house that's had mold in the air and asbestos in the air and the lights don't work and the fixtures are falling out of the wall and the patio wood is crumpling so people can trip and fall and scar their elbows. They didn't care about that house or the tenant. They only cared about getting the money, more money, more money, more money, more money. Now, want it now. And so I said, whoa, I'm out of here. That episode that happened to me on the red carpet in the Oscars, that was simply the excitement of being out of the house I lived in.
Can you imagine going to Gary Busey's house?
It was the excitement of being kicked out of the house?
Well, with his house that's full of black mold and broken lighting fixtures.
They want it now.
Cut number five, he's rude to an 11-year-old. What's that about?
This is a hearkening back. This is actually at the Academy Awards this year.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Grace.
How are you, darling?
Oh, this is horrible.
So what advice do you have for all those young celebrities out there who are getting in trouble with the law nowadays?
Well, you're going to have to say that. You're going to have to speak up because I can't hear you.
What advice do you have for the celebrities that are, the young celebrities that are against the law right now? Or, you know, not getting in trouble, going into bars
and
things like
that? I don't understand you. What are you asking me?
What do you think about that? And what would you like to say? What do you think?
What are you asking me?
Like... So, what do you think about all the celebrities, the young celebrities like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears getting in trouble
now? Guess what? They're not celebrities. They're idiots. They're losers. Winners do what losers don't want to do. Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, they're all children of God. But they need to wake up and understand they have a responsibility to the people who look at them and admire them to be better behaved and better feelings about life and the charities.
Another mushroom.
She does nothing. She's a liar. She's a pathological liar in terms of what the heck she says on Larry King and what she doesn't do after she says it.
Now you see.
Now he was talking about
mold.
Paris Hilton, right?
What's that?
What was he? He was talking about Paris Hilton.
Maybe all of them, but you know, it reminds me of the scene in "It's a Wonderful Life" where you know, after George Bailey is rude to the teacher and then he gets knocked off the bar stool. You'd like to see that happen to Gary Busey. He's talking to an 11-year-old.
I know she's like reporting for Nickelodeon.
It's ridiculous.
What do you think?
He
what do you
ain't
think?
Right.
What do you...
That's the black mold and the broken lights.
Now he talks about Ryan Seacrest and also the post-Oscar apology. Either one of those worthwhile?
I think we can move on from Busey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the pet store owner? Cut number eight, pet store owner Teresa versus the snake. What's that?
This is pretty good. I think she tells the whole story in the cut.
Okay. Well, I reached in to bring her head out so they could, you know, get a look at her.
It's a Burmese python.
It's the snake.
Just telling the customers, she's a very friendly girl. Mm-hmm. And then I seen her turn around, but before I could react, she latched onto my finger. When she came out of the cage, she was able to just throw me to the ground.
Psychic Angela.
She constricted on my left arm, and she was biting on my finger. the customers that I was showing the snake to, I had them call 911, and my groomer came out and she helped to keep the snake from constricting on me because she was constricted around my arm and yeah. I was concerned about her tail constricting about my neck.
Right.
I came in the door and saw her lying on the ground and snake was around her arm and up under her shoulder and it wrapped around.
This is not funny.
On the back of her neck and had her finger clamped down on in its mouth. And as I came up, I could see that it looked like it was a pretty serious deal. And
was it the finger? Was it the arm?
Well, eventually it would get to the arm.
Is this the pet store owner we're talking about here that did this?
The woman, yeah.
Teresa owns mm-hmm. the pet store.
She owns the pet store.
Yes.
And she was showing the snake.
You would think she'd know how to handle the snake.
Well, the snake was a nice girl, so she said.
I grabbed her head, and then I called Psychic Angela.
That's when I seen it happen.
As it turns out, she'd been handling mice, which is what the snakes eat, and so she had the smell of mice on her hands.
Nothing like
in.
The smell of mice, Buzz.
Yeah, who hasn't been there?
Who wants to handle my mice?
What is cut number 10, Pope B16, the unborn.
Oh, this is the highlight from, this is a sports highlight from the game at Yankee Stadium this weekend.
Very good.
There are the truths which alone can guarantee respect for the inalienable dignity and rights of each man, woman, and child in our world,
yeah.
including the most defenseless of all human beings, the unborn child.
The unborn
the
child.
Muslim.
That's right.
The unborn
like
child
Hines.
Is the most vulnerable. The unborn child should be, and I will go to the Taco Bell after the mass at the ballpark is over.
Thank you, Dr. Leo.
Anything else? Yes, thank you, Pope. Anything else on this little thing here? We got Lindsay Lohan.
You can hear her. She sounds still a little messed up. This is from Billy Bush's show.
Okay. Mm.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy Bush.
Hey, Billy Bush.
Remember he was talking about what a great get this was?
Okay.
I assumed it was in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it was a phoner.
I'm really good. I'm very well. Thank you. I'm happy and healthy, and everything's going very well in my
thank
life
you,
right
Lindsay.
Now. It's very good. You know, what I have to say about my father is, as a parent, I don't find that, you know, it doesn't, it's,
you know.
It's not attractive to me.
She
it really upsets me, and I wish
today.
He would stop. No, I'm not. I mean, there's people that I care about. There's, you know, I don't know. There's,
that's bright.
Hi there, how you doing?
And she wanted to, she was excited she has a new album coming out. You know who has the worst smoker's voice?
Who's that?
Is Hannah Montana.
Yes, Miley Cyrus sounds like she's 50 years old.
What's up with that?
It's insane. Have you seen the dirty pictures of Hannah Montana?
Have
but they're
I?
Not really dirty.
Well, they're,
and
I mean, for 15 years,
well,
let me, if I see pictures
you know
like that lying around
doing?
My daughter, oh, don't
I
start
know,
with
I'm
me
sorry.
On that one, really.
Sorry.
If I see pictures like that lying around, that, I mean, what I don't like about the whole Miley Cyrus thing is that
I love Miley.
She is 15 going on like 60. I mean, she's
15
got,
going on Angela.
She's got that whole show busy thing like she's 25 years old, and nobody's. Somebody needs to come up to her and say, "You're only 15." Just the way she yeah. handles herself. Stage kids at that age, they turn my stomach.
Mindy Cyrus.
Yeah, no, exactly. Not because they are. Necessarily bad people, but they've
right.
been so conditioned to the show busy.
Like bread
well,
for
that's
it.
What she does for a living.
Yeah, but
she's
15.
She does, I know. I love have you. I love the show. I love the song. I love everything.
You love Hannah Montana?
I go to her show, yeah.
It's not as good as iCarly.
My 12-year-old and 10-year-olds hate Hannah Montana.
Julia
because of
it.
Their father.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
They hate Hannah because,
I
because
asked them
she's dating
I asked them specifically.
The Jonas Brothers or
no,
something.
No, they don't like the Jonas Brothers either.
Well, who do they like?
I, you know, I'm not
Drake
sure.
Drake and Josh?
I'm not sure who they're really into.
You
but
need
I,
to ask them.
But I know I think they're into some different
classical?
Music. No, not classical.
Perhaps a chamber music
but
thing.
They do not track with Hannah Montana. Mm. And I think it's because she's just so slicky, phony.
Yeah,
don't you think she's a showbiz? She's like Wayne
she's
Newton.
She's a show business.
She's Wayne Newton in a 15-year-old girl's
Newton.
Body.
That's what it is.
Her show is cute. It's funny. She's, she does
wondering.
It with her dad.
Did you go see
even
her?
Even her brother has a song out that's going to be a huge hit.
Another oh. Cyrus?
Yeah. They are taking over the world.
Twice blessed
with.
We
it's
are.
It's a Cyrus yeah. virus.
Did you go see her show?
I couldn't get tickets. I swear I would go. And I thought about going. You know, they started showing the movie like in 3D because people were complaining that only people with lots of thousands of dollars could go to the shows.
Buzz, Beth Ann has arrived and she likes Hannah Montana.
Yes, I'll make a note of that.
We learned that today on the show. Brian from Herndon, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Just fine. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to say I think you should kick her.
Oh, okay. Well, there's still
Angela or Beth Ann.
Still, no, stop.
Hey!
What now was that's that just about? That's going to get more of that for
that
her.
That was on the air,
just Johnny
a,
Negative.
Just I didn't
a
mean
joke.
It. Now I'm just thinking how great Beth Ann would be as a babysitter for Julia. They can watch TV together.
Yeah, Hannah Montana.
That's the Ravens on tonight, and Hannah. All right, double the, shot.
Do you watch Drake and Josh?
No, I don't like.
What's
that.
Drake and Josh?
That's a sitcom for youngsters. I'm forced to watch it quite often.
How much TV do you watch with your kids?
All of it.
Quite a bit. Julia now watches The Price is Right with me, and Robert will watch The Today Show with me, which is weird. Robert loves Letterman, or as he calls it, David Yetterman.
It's going to be 70 degrees this week.
Yep.
Later in the week, go outside.
Where?
Throw a ball.
No.
Throw a ball with the boy.
That's Carrie's job.
The love of God.
You know what Robert loves?
She has the better arm.
What Robert loves, he loves what he calls sink or float. On David Letterman.
Will it float? Yeah. Brilliant kid. All right, I like that, man.
He's a good kid.
Did your dad take you out and throw the ball around at all when you were growing up?
Broken home.
Broken home.
He broke it.
Anything else in the audio vault worth noting?
I think you should close the audio vault at number 28.
Okay, number 28. There it goes. The audio vault is closed. Yeah. That's the audio vault, Beth Ann.
That was good.
Isn't that nice? Do you like that?
Not so much.
Hannah Montana, thumbs up.
No,
audio vault,
thumbs down. Yes, me.
All right, well, stay in here because we've got the final buzz of the day coming up, and we'll pepper that with questions about Beth Ann McBride. We're glad to have you here. You're giving us that look like, you know,
you're right.
The hangdog. Don't do that.
Okay. No.
She's back.
Cheer up.
Are you happy to be back?
I am.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be something
The
else.
Fun begins tomorrow.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, after we get the whole taste of Angela out of our mouth.
That's show seven.
We'll be right back with the final buzz of the day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.